Jesus. A big ovation of praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't the name of Jesus all we need? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you lift your hands with me and give God praise in this place today? Come on, just speak the name of Jesus with me. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. Salvation in the name. Hallelujah. There is life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Is it the name of Jesus? All we need. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your presence in this place. You brought us to this place for such a time as this. I thank you for what you're doing in this house, in every heart and life. Those listening online, watching online today, Holy Spirit, move in power. Set captives free, Lord. Uplift those who are discouraged. Set captives free, Lord, who are bound by the enemy today in Jesus' name. Break every chain and fetter of darkness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that there's hope in you. It doesn't matter how bleak or dismal it may look. There is hope in you. There is deliverance in your name, and we just give you praise for that. I thank you for saving my soul, Lord, and making me whole. I thank you for giving me the privilege to come into your house, to worship you, to bring forth your holy word under the inspiration of your spirit, God. I give you the glory and the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we're a blessed people. Amen. We're blessed today. Why don't you turn to somebody and welcome them to the house of the Lord? Have some time of fellowship. Hallelujah. As our ushers come, let's prepare our hearts to give. Let's give our tithe and our offering today in an attitude of gratitude, worship, and praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say thank you for being faithful to God in your giving. As you're faithful to God, God blesses you. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you know that God blesses you when you're faithful to Him? Amen. Thank you for being faithful to the Lord. Would you lift your tithe and offering up to the Lord with me today? Father, we just join our hearts together. We thank you for every blessing that you have bestowed upon us. It all comes from you. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from you, Father. We acknowledge that. Thank you for the ability, Lord, to have jobs and to make an income. That comes from you. The ability to get out of the bed in the morning, that comes from you. The breath of life, it comes from you. The knowledge we have to do our jobs, it comes from you. So we just turn it all back into worship and praise. And thank you for pouring out a blessing. You said we don't have room enough to receive. We love you, Lord, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship Jesus as you give today.
Eternal King, you reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all they need.
Jesus, wonderful. All the world can come to Him to have their sins removed. Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful?
It's all we need, yes, it is.
Isn't the name of Jesus all we need?
Thank you, Lord.
Isn't the name of Jesus all we need? The way, the truth, the life, the only way to God.
Isn't Would you stand with me? Let's sing it.
Jesus,
there's freedom in the name.
There is freedom in the name. There's healing in the name. There is power in the name.
Hallelujah.
Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name,
Jesus.
But Jesus.
Jesus.
There is freedom in
Declare that with me this morning.
Isn't the name of Jesus all we need?
He's the way.
He's the way, the truth, the life, the only way to God. Isn't the name of Jesus all we need?
One more time, give him a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Isn't the name of Jesus all we need? Would you turn with me in your Bibles to Acts chapter 4, beginning with verse number 8. Acts 4 and 8. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 4. Thank you for being here to worship the Lord today. If you are a first-time guest, we're so honored to have you here. Thank you for being here with us. And if you're just joining us online for the first time today, thank you for connecting with us. Pray that the Lord ministers to you in a powerful way today. Amen. Acts chapter 4, beginning verse number 8, the Bible says, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name." Everybody say, no other name. "Under heaven, given among men, by which we must be saved." Would you stretch your hand toward me today? Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for your holy word. I thank you for this word that you put in my spirit today. I pray, Lord, that you would anoint me as I preach it, as I declare it, as I deliver it today. I pray that it would not just be another message, God, but it would be anointed by you. That the words that proceed forth from my lips today would be your words. Holy Spirit, speak through me to your people. And may the word of the Lord that goes forth, may it fall on good ground. I pray that you would open up minds and hearts. I pray that you would eliminate and remove distractions that may try to come into the premise today. In the name of Jesus, we just ask that this atmosphere would be charged by your spirit and by your presence and by your power. Lord, do whatever needs to be done in each and every heart and every life. And Lord Jesus, we'll give you the praise, because there is no other name but your name. Your name is all we need. And we declare that today. In the name of Jesus, we pray these things. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated. You know, names are important. You're standing in a crowd in a noisy room and someone calls your name, instantly your ears perk up, right? Because the combination of sounds means something special to you when your name is called out. Family members travel long distances to memorials like the Vietnam Memorial, and we were able to do that this past summer in Washington, where they search for their loved one's name. And when they find it, they run their fingers over it or make a tracing of that name on paper. Our names are important. Here lately, I've just been drawn to the name of Jesus and all of the attributes that go along with his name. I'm here to tell you this morning, everything we have need of is in the name of Jesus. In Scripture, many names have spiritual significance. Moses means drawn out. Esau means hairy or red. Jacob means heel grabber or deceiver or supplanter. Peter means rock. all the more significant is the name of Jesus, which means Jehovah is salvation. Hallelujah. The angel said in Matthew 1 and 21, you are to give him the name Jesus. Everybody say that with me. Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. I like what Russell Board said in his book in the Psalms. He said, the name of the Lord represents who he is and expresses his nature and character. The divine nature would have remained an eternal mystery if he had not revealed himself to us by naming himself and displaying the qualities represented by those names in his dealings with us. Thus, to exalt his name is to respond to the revelation he has made by recognizing the glorious qualities and wondrous deeds he has shown us. Name can also refer to reputation or renown in the sense of making a name for oneself. When we praise the name of the Lord, we enhance his reputation by spreading the news of all that he has done. To bless the name of the Lord is to declare its worth and to spread abroad its renown. His name is blessed in this present moment as we offer praise, and the echoes of our applause will never die out but continue forevermore. And as we bless his name this morning, we will never have another opportunity like we have right now. The opportunity that you have afforded to you is a special opportunity. Every time you're able to come into this house of the Lord in a corporate manner, in a corporate setting, and lift up the name of Jesus, this opportunity will never come this way again. So you've got to seize the moment right now, because God has a blessing for you today. God has something he wants to do in you today, but you got to lift up your voice and give him the glory and give him the praise that's due unto his name. Worship him in the beauty of holiness. Well, I don't feel anything, Pastor. I don't sense God moving in my life. Well, have you made an effort to feel anything? Because you've got to bless his name. It's not about how you feel. It's about who he is. He is worthy of your praise. He's worthy. For a few minutes this morning, I want to look at four E's about the name of Jesus. Maybe it'll help you to remember these today. First of all, the name of Jesus is an enduring name. It's an enduring name. Even though our Lord was born in obscurity over 2,000 years ago and died like a criminal at the age of 33, his name still endures today. So many people are trying to snuff out the name of Jesus. Don't want you to say his name in public. They'll tell you it's okay to say the other names. You can say Muhammad and you can say Allah. You can say all the other names, but there's something about the name of Jesus that's still stirring people up. It's still making some people very happy, and it's making a lot of other people very mad. There's something about the name of Jesus that just stirs things up. It's because there is no other name given under heaven among men by which we must be saved but the name of Jesus. And if there's ever been a time that we need to lift up the name of Jesus and proclaim the name of Jesus and not be ashamed of the name of Jesus, it is the time which we live in right now. I'm here to tell somebody it's time to rise up in boldness in the power of the Holy Spirit and don't be ashamed of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's an enduring name. Jesus' face and name has been on the cover of Life and Time and Newsweek and National Geographic more than any other person throughout the years. Roman Caesars have tried to destroy his name. Communism and atheism and humanism and secular relativism have tried to snuff out the name of Jesus. But guess what? To no avail. Jesus is still alive and well, and his name is still being proclaimed, and it should be proclaimed even more before his coming. Tyrants and foreign religions have tried to eradicate it from the face of the earth, spilling the blood of martyrs. Yet the name of Jesus still stands. Why don't you just stop right now and just give Jesus a hand clap of praise? His name still stands. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Napoleon once said, I search in vain in history to find the similar to Jesus Christ, or anything which can approach the gospel. Nations pass away, thrones crumble, but the church of Jesus Christ remains. Hallelujah. How I love that scripture in Matthew 16. It says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. And he said, the gates of hell may come against the church, but the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It will not. I don't care what the enemy unleashes against the church. It will not prevail against his church. Isaiah spoke of this endurance when he wrote his name. We're getting into the holiday season now, so I'm thinking a lot about these scriptures. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. You hear that? Everlasting Father. That speaks of that endurance. Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. But not only is his name an enduring name, it's also an esteemed name. Hallelujah. Knowing people of renown and esteem certainly has its benefits in this life. We've all heard the phrase, it's all in who you know. You've used it before. I know you have. Reminds me of a story of shared by David Sargent that took place during the Civil War. A man's son deserted his post in battle and was to be shot by a firing squad. So the father went to Washington, D.C. to speak to the president and see if he could get a pardon. But he couldn't get past the front gate to the White House. The guards denied him access. So he sat on the bench outside crying, fearing his son's death. Hundreds of people passed him, but no one noticed. A small boy saw him crying and asked him why. He told the boy about his son. Touched, the boy said, "Follow me." He walked up to the front gate, looked up at the soldiers guarding it, and said, "It's okay, he's with me." The gate opened. The boy marched right up to the front door of the White House, opened it, and walked in. He went straight to where the president was meeting with his cabinet. The little boy nudged his way through to the president and spoke a minute into his ear. The man was brought and told his story. Lincoln took out his pen, signed a presidential pardon, and handed it to the man. The man's son had been pardoned. Hallelujah. The man's son had been pardoned. Tears ran down his face. "Why did you do this for me?" Lincoln replied, "I did it because my son took an interest in your situation." Hallelujah. Anybody here glad that God's son, Jesus Christ, took an interest in your situation? Woo, hallelujah. Jesus took an interest in your plight. He took an interest in your brokenness. He took an interest in your sinful condition. He took an interest in how the enemy had tried to destroy your life. And he gave his life on the cross for you so that you could be free. I'm here to tell you there is freedom in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, "Let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find help in the time of need." How many of you know that hell respects the name of Jesus? The name of Jesus still makes demons tremble. Hallelujah. Let's just practice it here for a minute. Anybody want to make the devil mad? Just speak out the name of Jesus. Come on, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. The evil spirits are trembling right now. We speak in the name of Jesus. They have to leave this place. They cannot stand to be around people who are speaking in faith. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Luke 10 and 17, the 70 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." It was like, you know, they were shocked. It was one of those shocking moments for them. They were shocked by the power of the name of Jesus. I believe sometimes we get so accustomed to the situations that we're in, we get so accustomed to the pain and agony that we're in, that we forget that there's power in the name of Jesus, and we don't have to stay in that situation. We ought not to be shocked or in awe by the power of His name. We ought to walk in the power of His name every single day. There is healing, there's deliverance in the name of Jesus. The demons probably would have laughed if Peter, James, or John commanded in their own names. But they became cowards whenever Jesus' name was mentioned. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 19, verse 11, Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. That is precisely why we anoint prayer cloths with oil in the name of the Lord, because we believe that when we pray over them in Jesus' name, that the power of God will move through them like it did through Paul. Hallelujah, as it touched his body. If you're anointed of the Lord and the power of God is inside of you, you can, in the exercise of faith, you can lay hands on that. It doesn't have to be a cloth like that. It can be anything. And you anoint it with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the power of God will move in their lives. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, we exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. This became known to the Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified, and many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds. How many of you know that a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is of paramount importance when you speak his name? I'm not going to try to speak the name of Jesus because of what you say. How many know that you have power in the name of Jesus yourself? You have power in his name yourself. It's that personal relationship with God that makes the difference when you say his name, because there's some people trying to use his name and they don't even know who Jesus is. I'm here to tell you, you're open to the evil spirits at that point. If you're trying to operate in your own strength and power, it's not about our strength and power. It's not about our own name. It's not about my name or your name. It's about the name of Jesus. I'm operating in his authority and his power and his unction. Hallelujah, the name of Jesus. Thirdly, his name is an enduring name, an esteemed name, but it's also an exclusive name. It's an exclusive name. You know, that stirs up a lot of people today too, because, wait a minute, all roads lead to God. I'm here to tell you today, not all roads lead to God. You and I have got to be intentional and deliberate with that in our daily dealings in this world. Jesus is the only way. Well, you're just being intolerant. Well, Jesus was intolerant. I'm just trying to be like Jesus. I mean, isn't that what we're supposed to be? You and I are supposed to be like Jesus. We're supposed to pattern our lives after him. Amen. He is the ultimate model to emulate. Would we all agree that with Jesus is the ultimate model to emulate our lives? Hallelujah. He made this exclusive claim. If he made the exclusive claim, then I'm going to make it too. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He said, where I go, you know, and the way that you know. And Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and we don't know the way. And Jesus said, wait a minute, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man comes unto the Father but through me, except through me. There is no way, other way to get to the Father except through Jesus Christ. He is the exclusive way to God. Romans 3 and 11 says, there's no one righteous, not even one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. In verse 23, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. I don't know about you, but I think there's something powerful about returning to the basics. I don't care how long you have been a Christian, how long you've called yourself a born-again believer, there's something powerful about reflecting on the basics of the gospel. Hallelujah. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The only way to be saved is through the amazing, unfathomable grace of Almighty God. Ephesians 2 and 8 says it this way, "For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." It's a free gift, church. Hallelujah. He made this exclusive claim that the only way to get to the Father is through Him. And lastly, His name is an empowering name. The name of Jesus is an empowering name. From a practical point of view, Christians have been empowered by Jesus' name to help alter the world's poverty, ignorance, and injustice. I thank God for those who work within our food bank ministry here at the church. How many of you know that that is a way that we, in a practical way, that we can empower, we can speak the empowering name of Jesus to others. And not just tell them about Jesus, but do something to help them. Right? From a practical standpoint, we have been given, we've been commissioned by God to help. In His name, believers started help programs like the Red Cross and the Salvation Army, and Christians promoted medicine. The hospital was a Christian institution. The greatest universities were founded by Christians or for Christian purposes. Oxford and Cambridge and Harvard and Yale and Princeton and others. Most of the world's languages were first set to writing by Christian missionaries in order for people to read the Bible for themselves. Aren't you thankful that people had a burden to translate the Bible so that other people in other nations and other places could understand the Bible and the Word of God? It's an empowering name. Christians work to end slavery and guarantee women's rights. William Wilberforce and Charles Finney and Dr. Martin Luther King dedicated their lives to equal rights regardless of gender or skin color. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for these men and women who paved the way to where we are today. I know we still got racism problems, but it could be a whole lot worse. Thank God for those who paved the way before us. Hallelujah. There's spiritual power in the name of Jesus. Healings are performed in the name of Jesus. From a spiritual standpoint, the Bible tells us in Mark chapter 16, and these signs will accompany those, hallelujah, will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. How many of you know that we have power in the name of Jesus to tell evil spirits to leave? When the devil tries to show up in the middle of the night and interrupt your sleep, he came against me again last night. It seems to be a theme on Saturday nights. I get attacked by the enemy before church. But it just lets me know one more time that God is moving. It just lets me know one more time that I'm on the right track. It just lets me know one more time I've got a word from the Lord to bring to the congregation. And when I woke up this morning and I started feeling that warfare, I said, in the name of Jesus, devil, you're not going to drag me down. I'm not going to dwell on your thoughts this morning. I'm going to dwell on who God is and what He's going to do in the midst of His people. There's power in the name of Jesus. Somebody's going to get free today in the name of Jesus. Somebody's going to get healed today in the name of Jesus. Somebody's going to have some addictions come off their life in the name of Jesus. Somebody listening online is going to get saved today and set free from the power of sin. I'm telling you, there is power in the name of Jesus. Somebody who is depressed is going to be lifted up. Somebody, oh, glory to God, I feel His presence in the house of the Lord. Somebody's going to get sanctified. Somebody's going to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody's going to come out of the lifestyle of sin and get back into business with the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 It's all in the name of Jesus. Come on, speak His name with me. Jesus. 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 Every kind of sickness yielded to that name. Blindness and deafness and leprosy and fevers and paralysis and epilepsy and even death itself yielded to the name of Jesus. Peter said, by faith in the name of Jesus, the man you see and know was made strong. It's in Jesus' name. Peter was saying, don't you look at us. Don't you look at us like we're the ones that did it. We didn't do anything except speak the name of the Lord Jesus Christ over the man. I say to you, rise up and walk as such as I have to give you. I give you in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. Hallelujah. That's an empowering name. Hallelujah. You call on the name of Jesus and it can change your life. He will change your life. He'll change your situation. He'll change you today. Hallelujah. He'll change your perspective on things. The Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. But see, let's put that in context. How many of you know that we don't just need to take one verse and make a theology out of it? We need to compare Scripture with Scripture. Isn't that important? Because he knows a lot of people say, well, all I need to do is just call on the name of Jesus and that's all I need to do. Well, not necessarily. That's a great start. Calling on the name of Jesus is where we all need to start. But it's not just about calling on his name when you're in trouble for a temporary fix. Come on, hear me today, church. It's about committing your life to follow him in righteous and holy and godly living. You know, you always have those, well, all I need to do is just say that prayer or just say the name of Jesus. But let me just share with you what the Bible says in Matthew 7 and 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, or you workers of lawlessness. So it's one thing to use his name. I don't want to confuse you, so I want to try to make this clear. It's one thing to use his name, but it's another thing to bear his name. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit in that. It's one thing to use his name. There's a lot of people using his name, and it's just not in a good way every day. I promise you that. It's one thing to use his name. It's another thing to bear his name. To bear his name is to forsake a lifestyle of sin and seek to live according to the truths of Scripture. Can you back that up? Can you just give me a little bit more validation of that, preacher? I want to make sure that you're on the right track and you're preaching the Word of God. Well, just listen to me, my friend, from 2 Timothy 2 and 19. The Bible says, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. There it is. If you're even going to say his name, it's time to come out of sin. If you're going to say his name, it's time to come out of bondage, come out of the darkness, and come into the light. If you're going to say his name, it's time to make some changes. If you're going to say his name, it's time to start living for the Lord on a practical basis every single day. If you're going to say his name, then you got to get out of sin. Well, I can't do that on my own. You're exactly right, you can't. But there has to be a desire on the inside of you to do what's right. You know where that desire came from? It came from the Spirit of God who planted it on the inside of you. And as he planted it on the inside of you, he'll give you the strength to carry that out. Your will combined with the power of God is a dynamic duo. Hallelujah. And there's nothing that you and God together, God and you together, cannot accomplish. You've got to want to. You've got to want to serve the Lord if you're going to serve him. Therefore, calling on the name of the Lord must be accompanied with a desire to forsake a sinful lifestyle and practice holy living. Let me say that one more time. Calling on the name of the Lord must be accompanied with a desire to forsake a sinful lifestyle and practice holy living. Does that mean that a person has it all figured out when they first get saved? Absolutely not. You didn't have it all figured out. I certainly didn't. How many know this thing is, it's a growth in the Lord. It's a process of growth. It's a process of discipleship and understanding who he is. That's why the body of Christ is so important, because we help mentor and disciple one another. Iron sharpens iron. We need one another to stay in the faith and stay in the Word and stay in the truth and not fall into error and fall into deception. It's a process. But there's got to be, the point is, there's got to be a desire to forsake sin. You don't hear this a whole lot. I'm here to tell you, you're going to hear this from this pulpit. We've got to forsake sin if we want to get to heaven. I'm talking about a lifestyle of sin. I'm not saying you won't mess up from time to time, but you need to repent immediately before the Lord and ask Him to wash you and to cleanse you. Don't sweep it under the rug and act like it's not there. Get rid of it in Jesus' name. Confess it. Repent of it. Turn away from it and receive the forgiveness of the Lord. Learn from your mistakes and move on in discipleship and grow in the grace and knowledge of who Jesus is. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have everything we need and more. Hallelujah. Everything we need and more. I don't know about you, but I love to study the names of God. Can I have just a few more minutes? Are you okay with that? Well, only one person like that. I was hoping I would get a resounding, "Preach on, preacher!" How many know He's Jehovah Elohim? He's God, our Creator. He's Jehovah Adonai. He's the Lord and our Master. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's the Lord, our Provider. I wish I had somebody to help me here today. He's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our Provider. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. He's Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner. And how do you know that banner over us is the loving kindness of the Lord Jesus Christ? If we'll just call on Him in spirit and in truth, He is there to love on us and heal us and restore us and bring us back into a right relationship with Him. His banner over us is love. He's Jehovah Makadesh. That means Jehovah who makes you holy. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for Jehovah Makadesh who makes me holy. I can't do it by myself. You can't do it by yourself, but you can with the help and the strength of the Lord. He's Jehovah Shalom, the Lord who is peace. And that peace fills the deepest need of our human hearts. That peace is not depending on our circumstances. Some of you got some circumstances today that are not favorable. But I'm here today to tell you, He's Jehovah Shalom. Receive shalom. Receive peace today. That's who He is. We're talking about His name and all these attributes that are associated with His name. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts of heaven. He's the commander who conducts warfare on our behalf. That's who I called on this morning. I called on Jehovah Sabaoth because the enemy was attacking my mind and attacking my spirit. But in Jesus' name, I was able to rise up above that devil. You get behind me in Jesus' name. I'm moving. Jehovah Sabaoth is on my side. He's my commander in chief. He's my He's doing warfare on my behalf. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd, hallelujah, the one who gives us tender care and provision and guidance. He's Jehovah Tsidkenu. Well, that's pretty important because it means He's our righteousness. There's times that we feel shame and we feel condemnation from our past and we feel like there's no way we can get by this and there's no way the Lord will ever accept us. I'm here to tell somebody who's sitting in this house today, He's Jehovah Tsidkenu. He's your righteousness. It's not about your righteousness. It's not about what you think. It's about what God thinks about you. And He says, I see my son. I see the clothing of my son around your life. And because of that clothing, I declare you holy. I declare you righteous. He's Jehovah. Hallelujah. I like this one here. I'm trying to come to an end. He's Jehovah Shema. The Lord who is there. Even when you don't feel it, He's there. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shema, the Lord who is there. He is Yahweh. He is Jehovah, the same God that appeared to Moses and called him from that burning bush, is still calling to you and I this morning. He's calling out our name. Hallelujah. He's calling us out of darkness. He's calling us out of bondage into His marvelous light. He
He is there. His promised presence, His security, His protection, and His fellowship. He's Jehovah Shema. He is there. I'm here to tell somebody, hallelujah, I know we've sung about it already. Proverbs 18 and 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. Why don't you run into it right now? Call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, as the Lord comes, let's just lift up our hands and give Him praise and give Him glory. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they find safety. I don't care what the enemy's throwing against you, what attacks he's unleashing against you. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. You are my hiding place. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. And whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in You, God. Psalm 63 says, because Your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise You. Hallelujah. Thus, while I live, I will bless You. I will lift up my hands in Your name. Would you do that with me right now? I'm lifting up my hands in Your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How many know sometimes you got to speak to your soul? I was telling them on Wednesday nights, there's times that I get discouraged. There's times that you get discouraged, and you've got to give your soul a pep talk. That's what David did. He got to the place where he was just tired of being in the down in the dumps. He finally got to the place where he said in Psalm 103, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul. In other words, soul, I want you to bless Him. He's been too good to you for you to sit here in misery and shame. I want you to bless the Lord. I'm telling you, soul, to bless the Lord. You need to practice it sometimes. It works. Soul, you're going to give God praise. He's brought you through too much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel faith rising in this house right now. You got to tell your soul, you're going to bless God. You're going to magnify. You're going to worship Him. Some of you gone through some things in your life. It's been some deep, dark places. I'm here to tell you this morning, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of encouragement. You got to speak to your soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Y'all didn't finish it for me. Bless His holy. You got to tell your soul to bless His name. Bless His name. For the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. You got to tell your soul in those moments. You cannot forget His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities. Who heals all your diseases, who crowns your life with tender mercies so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. And He said in Isaiah 40, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. He said, have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, neither faints nor is weary? He gives power to those who have no might, and those who are weak, He increases strength. Can I just say it one more time? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. How they shall mount up with wings. Hallelujah. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I can say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress and my God. In Him I will put my trust. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Somebody help me praise Him one more time in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Can I just give you one more scripture and I'm going to close. Hebrews 13 and 15 says, therefore by Him, Jesus, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to our God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto His. So He's told us to lift up our hands into His name. Now He's telling us to offer the fruit of our lips as expression of praise to His name. Would you stand with me and do that right now, just for, with the fruit of your lips, giving thanks into his name. Hallelujah. His name, he's Jehovah Sabaoth. He's Jehovah Sidkenu. He's Jehovah Rohi. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's Jehovah Shammah. That's who he is. Everything you have need of, it's all in the name of Jesus. It's all in his name. And whatever your situation is, it's all in his name. There's no situation that he cannot fix. There's no situation that he doesn't know what to do about. He's not wringing his hands and saying, what in the world am I going to do? No, he knows exactly what's going on with you. He knows exactly what you're facing in your life. He said, lift up praise unto my name, the fruit of your lips, giving thanks unto his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, lift your voice with me all over this place. Lift your voice in praise to his name. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus.